Okay, this model also has us think of things in terms of impairment, a disability, and a handicap. Okay, and as you go through and think about things, an impairment, now that one's easy. An impairment's an impairment. It's an abnormality. It's a loss of underlying physiological or psychological process, okay? So the impairment, you know, it's like if you go with a misarticulation of R, the impairment is they're not as intelligible or they sound funny. That's the impairment, okay? And this is where coming through school and just thinking about things, this is where we focused. But these other two levels are really important. Disability. Activity. How does this R misarticulation impact this child's ability to perform activities that are important in their life? Okay? So if you have an individual with a hearing impairment, they may have, you know, so the impairment is they got a 40 dB loss. You know, I've got loss of hair cells in the cochlea or whatever, okay? The disability is I can't understand conversations. Or particularly as you run into older people with a sensory neural hearing loss associated with age, presbycusis, they can't understand conversations in noisier environments, okay? If there's noise, like at a restaurant or something, they can't understand you. A misarticulation of R, okay? How does it affect activity? Well, if it's significant enough, it could prevent the individual from speaking in public or volunteering to do something at their job because of, you know, well, you know, I talk funny or my R is funny, so I can't do that. Okay? So that it impacts their activity level. They avoid things. That's a disability. A handicap inhibits participation. So this is where you're looking at potential social losses. So in other words, if an R isn't going to have, well, social losses, I guess, you know, you could say that you could get teased, so therefore you don't go to the parties or whatever because you're teased. But I think of spasmodic dysphonia. The impairment is that the vocal folds are slamming together, you know, and it's hard to phonate. The disability is, well, it's difficult to speak and you may be reluctant to speak in certain situations or you don't want to answer the phone because it's harder. But the handicap there is that a lot of those people lose their jobs. They're not able to keep the jobs or they're not promoted. Okay, so what are the social consequences? So again, it helps us to think of the disability or the impairment that the individual has, the disorder, in a broader context. It's not just what's wrong, but how it impacts their entire life.